The Tigers clawing back again. Torque labels this ball into left center field. Cannon fire into the gap, and we're tied again. Really? That is the sound.
That's the sound that you love to hear off the bat of Spencer Torkelson. That means that he did everything right. The rhythm, the timing. 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball. And what do? You make him pay. And Torkelson crushed that ball to left center. Tie this ball game up.
Welcome to X's and Bros on this Friday. We've made it through the week. And that was, of course, the sound of Bally Sports and the Tigers game last night, or yesterday, in their loss to Texas. Spencer Torkelson coming through to tie things up. But Detroit, again, the defense. Yesterday, what did we say? We said, the defense really isn't that bad. They had three errors, but they've made eight on the year. Are they really one of the worst defensive teams in baseball? That's not even the point. They made three more errors yesterday. And one was a missed tag by Gio Urshela. How he missed that is still, quite honestly, a little puzzling. Urshela with an error, Veerling with an error, and Cole Keith with a second straight game with an error. Again, what we discussed yesterday was that maybe you're not necessarily overall concerned right now. But as these things build, and as you watch this team play, at some point, you form an opinion. Now, when that is really up to the individual. I try not to form an opinion too quickly on a baseball team this early in the season. 19 games in. Now 10-9 on the year. Roughed up Jack Leiter, who couldn't control his fastball, but still couldn't come away with the win because of their defense. Riley Green gets a couple of hits. Mark Canna gets a couple of hits. Kerry Carpenter with a big hit too, but he also had three strikeouts. One to end the game. Urshela had a couple of hits. Baez had a couple of hits. I think it comes to a point where you say to yourself, it's not whether or not this team is good. It's whether or not this team can win. Can this team win the division? I think that's what many people are trying to answer. And they're in Minnesota for a weekend series tonight. A Minnesota team that is struggling offensively, too. A Minnesota team that is five games under 500. A Minnesota team that's lost four in a row. For me, I sometimes look at a team, or oftentimes look at a team, and then I start to measure it against others. I don't know how you judge a team. I respect it. However it is you feel. Without being too emotional and too knee-jerk. That's the hard thing about sports. It's almost impossible, quite honestly. But when you look at a baseball team and you see their starting five and you see their starting rotation and you see their bullpen, starting five, their starting nine, eight really, and then their starting rotation, their bullpen, and you ask yourself, how many of those guys do I want on my team? It's easier done in basketball, but because you're just seeing the five guys the entire time. But in baseball, how many guys would you want this guy starting at third base for your team? Would you want this guy starting at shortstop for your team? Or the team they're playing? Do you want my guy, the guy who's on your favorite team, the team you're following, compared to them? Like, do you want Spencer Torkelson or Carlos Santana? We'll use the Minnesota series since it's coming up. Do you want Edward Julian or Cole Keith? You want Willie Castro or Gio Urshela? I'm plugging him into third base, if that's all right. You want Carlos Correa, who's now on the 10-day IL, or Kyle Farmer, or Javi Baez? You want Alex Kirilloff, Kerry Carpenter? That's how I look at it. And when you look at Texas, of course, probably unfair, because Texas is the defending world champion. But it's not like it's a team built on superstars. They're paid like it. But are they superstars? Would you call Kyle Seager such? Pretty damn good player. I'm not a huge fan of him individually in my discussions with him, but he's a pretty damn good player. He's hitting 304 already. Marcus Semien, hell yeah, really like Marcus Semien. He went 3-for-6 yesterday. Good young player in Evan Carter. You like him? He's only 21 years old. Hard to judge right now. Adolis Garcia, absolutely. Wyatt Langford, loved him coming out of Florida. Jonah Heim, I think Jonah Heim's one of the better catchers in all of baseball in terms of all-around game, defensively and offensively. But if you also look at them, you recognize they've got some guys maybe you wouldn't want. Leody Taveras, Duran, not sure about Smith. Right? I mean, it happens. Certain pitchers, okay. I don't know enough right now about Josh Smith. Travis Jankowski is a good fill-in guy. I mean, so I guess my point is, if you build it with everyday players, and I'll go back to this constantly, so you can roll your eyes if you want, but I think it's a point worth making. I've established it, and I'm going to use it as an example on a pretty regular basis. This is why you want everyday players. The question is, do the Tigers have enough good everyday players? Monday morning, we might be talking about something completely different after a weekend series sweep against Minnesota. Don't know. The skeptic in you could say, Minnesota's not very good. You're supposed to do that. Hard to sweep a team when you're of the Tigers' inflexibility. Maybe not so much with Texas, who's already established themselves as a really good team and lead the West right now, thanks to winning 3 out of 4. Maybe it's a little bit easier for a team like the Yankees, who are off to a good starter, Baltimore, who's got good young talent. Cleveland's playing well again, for crying out loud. They won again last night. Atlanta, we're kind of seeing the same teams on a regular basis, aren't we? Yeah. Our phone number, by the way, on X's and Bros, 866-838-4843. Our text line is Sports Radio to 21,000. At the bottom of the hour, just because we have different listeners at different times, and because many of you in the 6 o'clock hour who get a chance to listen, maybe we're not listening during our 8 o'clock hour yesterday. We're going to replay our interview with Max Bultman of The Athletic. Covers the Red Wings, does a hell of a job, and we will make sure that you get the opportunity to hear all of his insight from yesterday's conversation. We'll play that at 6:35 here on a Friday morning on X's and Bros. I do have this question for you. We will dive into this a little bit later on, and that is whether or not you like the Lions' black alternate jerseys. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour as well. When we come back, notice this recently where somebody wrote an article, and I'll give you the idea who it is when we come back. Somebody wrote an article on too much information while watching baseball games. Do you agree? We'll get to that when we come back. X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
On X's and Bros, great song there. Still Alive by Anti-Ghost. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number for here on X's and Bros, Monday through Friday, 6 until 9. And you can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000 later on this afternoon. Same great affiliates throughout the great state of Michigan. The huge show from 3 until 6. Reading some CBS Sports articles recently. I ran into this one from an author by the name of Matt Snyder, who writes about baseball, and he's kind of writing out loud, discussing a baseball game with friends about the number of scoreboard information he gets in baseball. And I'm wondering what people think of this too. There's a lot of information in baseball. There's more numbers in baseball than really any other sport. You can get into a rabbit hole, and it's hard to get yourself out of it. The different things and situations that players face and that you can then project. What's he batting in a 1-2 count? What's he batting with runners on first and second? What's he batting against the fastball? How many times is he going to right? What's his numbers when he's ahead in the count? What's the tendency of the pitcher? It's constant. As a guy who called baseball for over 5 years, trust me when I tell you this, you can get lost. It can be really challenging. On what to decipher is really important at that moment in time. Well, because it's so damn numbers driven, teams, broadcasts, and some broadcasters feel like everybody wants to know all of it. Here's what you have on the screen. If you're watching baseball, you've got the game. You've got what is called the score bug. That tells you Tigers 4, Rangers 7, top of the 8th. What's the count? You see the diamond in the middle of it. And when there's a colored base in yellow, that means a man's on. It's giving you the score. It's giving you the inning. It's giving you the teams. It's giving you the count. And it's giving you the situation. That's just on the screen. Then, on the bottom third, is what is called the scroll. That is giving you information on what's taking place in the world of sports as you know it. Scores from around Major League Baseball. Something may have happened that's important in the NHL. There is an individual who is in charge of that. And they tailor that scroll to that market's needs. So in Detroit, in the fall, you might see a big high school football game final. You'll see college football game finals of your interest, or what we think is your interest. Might be a little different in other markets. So you get that idea. So you have that all going on. And then you have, at least in Detroit or in the regions that carry Bally Sports, obviously not Pittsburgh, not Seattle, not San Francisco, not Chicago, not Philadelphia. They're either Root or they're NBC owned. But what you'll get is what's called the Bally Bar. And that will give you a specific piece of information of the situation that is taking place now. Colt Keith is batting this in this situation. A nugget of information. So you've got all that going on. On top of that, you've got what is called a lower third piece of information. And the lower third is situational. The Tigers are batting 333 with runners in scoring position. That's a lot to digest. That's not even the half of it. That's just on the television broadcast. What's going on the scoreboard for people in the ballpark? Oh, and by the way, of course, you will have certain moments that added information will be provided. Pitch sequence. This is how we got to 3-2. Pitch count. This is how many pitches he's thrown. Pitches per inning. This is how many pitches he's thrown in the first four innings. All of it. Pitch velocity. The identification of a pitch. You've seen the tracker in golf. For example, if you were watching yesterday and you watched Ludvig Åberg hit a 2-iron 271 yards and have a putt for eagle. That's right. He hit a 2-iron 271 yards. Simply pure. It was beautiful. The ball gets tracked, right? Of course. Same thing happens in baseball. The amount of, we would call them toys, that you can use in a broadcast is incredible. And it's awesome. But how much of it do you think is overwhelming to you? I didn't even dive into what's on the scoreboard these days. You've heard the phrase paralysis by analysis? That's what it feels like. What is it you need? And what is too much? That's what I'm wondering from you. 866-838-4843. I get where the writer's coming from. I do. I can see that it's almost too much. And then, if you want certain information, what is the information you want? It used to be, well, you know what? Freddie was 4-2 with a 2.4 ERA. That's it. Now, we got batting average against. We've got whip, We've got walks. We've got strikeouts. We've got innings pitched. We've got complete games. We've got shutouts. We've got starter or saves and blown saves for relievers. Ground ball rate. We've got so much that has broken down. And then we feel like the need to give it to fans. We used to have this discussion all the time. When we show the starting lineups, what number should we show to the side of the name? Because batting average is no longer the true indicator. So we had conversations with members of the Tigers front office. What do you go by? What's the most important thing for you? Is it on base percentage? Is it slug? Is it OPS? So they gave us the information, OPS. And my question to them is, how many fans do you think understand it? That's what I wonder. And I'm not sure they could even answer the question. What do you want to see? Or is it too much for you? Our phone number, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. We'll take your calls. We'll take some texts as well on the other side after a bit. When we return, we replay our interview with Max Baltman of The Athletic from yesterday here on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The Food District is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.